The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, from searching for homes to searching for a solution to the deadlock over the Northern Ireland Protocol, it's said that relations between the Irish and British governments are extremely low. Minister Simon Coveney says trust has been damaged. But whether in politics, life or business, can you ever build up trust if it's been broken? We're joined by Dr. Sabina Brennan, psychologist and neuroscientist. You're very welcome to the programme. This week and recently, questions of breaches of trust haven't just applied to the Northern Ireland Protocol. I'm thinking about Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy, yeah. Sabina. I'm thinking about 20 years of Saipan. Things really can get difficult when trust breaks down, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. The thing is, every single relationship, every type of relationship, it hinges on trust. Trust is what makes the world go round. Everybody, you know, experiments show that around the globe, that our natural inclination is to trust people. You know, trust is about having a confidence in the dependability and reliability of a person or a group, a government or an entity, a business, even a thing, to behave in a predictable way. And
so is it about really, behaviour? I'm just thinking about, is trust something that's maybe a little bit emotional, where you go with your gut as to whether you have trust in someone? Or is it a bit more analytical, where you trust someone on the basis of having looked at how what they have done in the past and you say, yes, that's a trustworthy person?
I think our first instinct is to trust. That's what we do. Humans tend to trust first. However, if that trust is broken, yes, then we start to, you know, think about their reliability. Well, they're unlikely to show up on time. Do you know what I mean? And when it comes to humans, past behavior predicts future behavior. And so it's not about whether someone is honest. It's actually really about whether their behavior is predictable. Your brain needs predictability. It needs to figure out what's going to happen next. What's the likely thing to happen next?
Maybe in some cases with politicians, they're just predictably untrustworthy or genetically untrustworthy in some cases. But
well, yeah, because behavior. So you mentioned that. Yes, we rely on behavior, you know, that, but also what people articulate generally matters to us as well. And if someone repeatedly says they'll do something and they won't do it, well, you know, that kind of breaks down the relationship. And the thing is, then it's not just then a sort of a predictability thing. It becomes emotional, as you said, and there's feelings of betrayal and a bad emotional feeling about the behaviour. So it can be challenging to rebuild.
In our dealings with breakdown of trust and trying to rebuild trust, is it best? I mean, you could say it's best to stop it from getting personal. But things getting personal, I think Rebecca Vardy and Colleen Rooney, I think that one got personal a long time ago, although maybe the two of them will end up doing a two-hander in a few years' time, presenting a programme on GB News.
Yeah.
who knows? Stranger things have happened. But, you know, if it gets personal, is it retrievable?
I think the key is that both people want to retrieve the relationship. I think that's important because it requires work. I'd also, if genuinely, when we're talking about businesses and trust is broken, if you're the one who's broken the trust, then you need to acknowledge that, state the obvious. If you're the, you know, at the sort of receiving end of it, try to kind of listen empathetically to what it is that happened and try not to get too stressed. You see, the interesting thing in the brain is oxytocin, people may have heard of it. Usually it's talked about as the cuddle hormone or the love hormone. But it is released, it's associated with trust. From a very basic behavior, oxytocin is released, telling us that it's okay to approach a person or to approach a situation. We need not be fearful. But when stress hormones are released, they suppress oxytocin. So it makes us less empathetic. The more stressed we get about a situation where we've been betrayed, the less likely we are to be empathetic. And that makes it difficult to fix the relationship, you know.
And finally, Sabina, there are lots of examples of trust breaking down in business. If trust is breaking down or has broken down, is it the right thing to do to be frank and say, I don't think there's any trust here anymore? Or is that like throwing in an incendiary into the situation?
Yeah, I think it's probably the best thing to do. I mean, having personal experience, I haven't always followed my own advice, you know, and I think the sooner the better. But it's often awkward to have that conversation. You're kind of, we are very trusting and you're hoping it will get better and better. So earlier rather than later, I would say stick to the facts. So talk about the quality of the, that the work delivered didn't meet our expectations or wasn't delivered as agreed on time, rather than you didn't do what you said you would do. You didn't. Your work is terrible. Do you know what I mean? So if you can kind of keep that step back, and if you can gain perspective and try and confine it that it's just work, because I think that becomes very challenging. It impacts on your whole life and you get very stressed about it and it makes it very difficult. And really it is about deciding, do you want to continue that relationship? And I guess that's about weighing up how important things are.
Unfortunately, sometimes in the political sphere, relationships have to keep on going even after the trust has broken down. Dr. Sabina Brennan, psychologist and neuroscientist, thank you very much for joining us on the program.